With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show, hanging out here with you on The Fan. Time flies when you're having fun. I'll be here with you for one more hour before Chris Moore comes through. We've gone through all of the positive. Steve Cohen taking over for the New York Mets. We talked about the New York Knicks. I don't know if that's a positive. Okay, we talked about the Yankees. It depends on where you sit. They're okay, they're good. Well, they need to be good again. But right now, it's time to switch things up. I want to continue. We got a little taste of it. But I want to talk about more football. Okay? Thank God that the New York Jets are on a bye week. I don't need to see any more last-second field goals. I don't need to see any fumbles, interceptions. I could do without that for another week. Okay? So I'm going to be rocking here with you for the next hour. Big shout-outs to super producer Pete Hoffman. It's time to talk some football. So on the line right now, we have Pat Leonard, who covers all things New York Giants. They're going to take on the Eagles tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. Pat Leonard covers the team for the Daily News, as I said. Pat, how are you, my man?
JR, doing great, man. Big game for the Giants. One of their biggest games in years, frankly.
Well, let me tell you, I mean, Pat, when is the last time that the Giants legitimately have actually gone out there and beat the Eagles?
Before the last presidential election, before the 2016 election, they beat the Eagles. It's actually their only win over Doug Peterson as an Eagles coach. And they won, I think it was 28-23 at MetLife Stadium. I think Trevin Wade was the corner defending the Wentz incomplete pass at the end that helped them seal that win. People remember that far. But frankly, you know, Joe Judge and the Giants say they're not thinking about all those losses. But, you know, for the franchise, for the Giants franchise, for John Mara, Steve Tisch, you know, they know, first of all, it's frustrating not beating your division rivals. And secondly, it's frustrating not being a factor in division for so many years now. But this win, if the Giants can get this win, they are suddenly in the thick of a division race, despite being 2-7 right now.
Now, Pat, would that be an ideal situation? There are a couple of things that we can take a look at with the New York Giants. More importantly, I think for the short and the long term, I say, okay, who the hell is Daniel Jones? Is he going to be the NFL leading turnover machine that he's been for the past 2 years? Or is he going to settle down? Is it a better idea to see how he develops? Or do you think it's a better idea if he can, I guess it is a good idea if they go to the playoffs. It means he chilled out, right?
Yeah, well, the bottom line is he needs to win games and be a reason they're winning games down the stretch to prove that he's the guy. But if he continues to lose games to everyone but Washington, can't get them over the hump, can't put a game on his back even for a little bit of time against some of these other teams that the Giants have to be relevant, then they'll just end up in a situation where they'll have a top three pick and then they'll have a serious decision. It's kind of in his hands, right? You know, you want to win games because if you win down the stretch and you become a factor and you win the division because the NFC East struggles and you can still make noise, then that's great. I mean, the Giants as an organization would prefer to stick with Daniel Jones, to see him develop over the second half of this season, to show some kinds of the signs that he did as a rookie that tell you, listen, we can go into this draft and we can continue to build around him. I mean, that remains the organization's preference, but it's up to DeJones and up to the team. If they're going to lose a game like this, and if they're going to lose a lot down the stretch and he can't get it done, now you're in a position where you wonder if he's the guy. And frankly, JR, even though the Eagles aren't as good of a team as they've been in the past, they are much healthier coming out of their bye. And I firmly believe that as well as Pat Graham's defense has played for the Giants, they're second in the NFL in turnovers forced, and Wentz is first in the league in turnovers committed by quarterbacks, I still think Jones is going to have to play and outplay Carson Wentz in this game to win. And I think that in and of itself is going to be a really huge measuring stick for whether or not he can grow into that quarterback for them or not.
Yeah, Pat Leonard is joining us from the New York Daily News. I like the fact that you bring up that, yes, yeah, Sanders is going to be back for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's been a turnover machine himself. Extremely disappointing down in Philadelphia. Even Brett Favre is chiming in about they should have kept Foles. They should have kept Foles over Wentz. When you look at Daniel Jones, I realistically can't see a scenario where he sat down for McCoy. Do you think that's something that would realistically happen this year, or is that a complete waste of time?
That's a great question. You know, I think, well, you referenced it, but certainly what you need to learn this season, if you're the Giants, by the end of the year, is as much about Daniel Jones as possible. So in that sense, Daniel Jones is starting every game for you. He has to. You have to see as much tape of him as you can. However, I do believe, like that Buccaneers loss, when they outplayed Tom Brady and the Bucs in the first half, and they came out in the second half, and Daniel Jones committed the kind of turnover that not only is a repeat mistake for him, but also indicates to you that, number one, he doesn't understand the situation, and number two, he might be throwing away the game for you. I think it would be totally okay and prudent for the Giants in the middle of a game like that to go to a Colt McCoy who understands that the game needs to be managed and not lost. So I would have no problem with the Giants doing that again if that happens. I do think that if you look at the Washington win last week, the Giants coaching staff coached that game and clearly told Daniel Jones, listen, we don't need you to be a hero. We need you to manage the game, and we're going to win this game by forcing turnovers and running the ball. And even though Jones nearly helped lose the game with a fumble late and two fumbles on the game, he was fortunate that neither of them went to Washington. And so I think what you're going to see is more of the same. They're going to try to run the ball a lot to keep the Eagles' offense off the field. They're going to try to continue forcing turnovers as their defense has. However, that's kind of what I'm getting at is at some point, I really don't think the Giants' D is going to be able to handle Wentz and the Eagles' offense like they have in some of these other weeks with some of these other offenses. I think Philly's going to score in this game, and I think Jones is going to have to kind of go point for point, touchdown for touchdown with Wentz at a certain point here. So he's going to have to expose himself to some of those plays.
Okay. So ultimately, I mean, Pat, this, and this sounds weird to say this for a bunch of teams that are, quite frankly, they're losers right now. Do you see the Giants winning tomorrow? It sounds like you got the Eagles.
I think the Eagles win this game because I think the Giants D turns into a little bit of a pumpkin as far as if they don't force those timely turnovers. You know, Philly was down in the red zone a fair amount early in the last game they played. Wentz made a bad decision. It's all honestly, if Wentz continues to turn the ball over, the Giants can win this game. In fact, if Wentz continues to turn the ball over, the Giants will win this game. But I think that with Goddard back, with Sanders back, with Alshon Jeffrey playing a little bit, Jalen Reagor didn't play in the last game, he's back, and the Giants had a late-week injury to a corner, Isaac Yiadom. They're shorthanded in the secondary, and if you remember when they played a few weeks back, the Giants played a lot of 6 and 7 DBs, really trying to just cloud, play a lot of zone, keep everything in front of them. And I think the Eagles have a better understanding of how the Giants are going to play them. And I just don't think they're going to be able to hold them down. I think this is going to be something like a 42-20 Eagles or a, you know, 38-24 Eagles, you know. But like I said, the caveat is if the Giants D keeps forcing turnovers and if Wentz keeps throwing it up, hey, man, this will be a Giants W, and they'll be going into a bye week with all of us talking about not only Daniel Jones and what he's done well, but about a real NFC East race down the stretch.
Pat Leonard coming through, bringing us the realities from the New York Daily News. Well, Pat, you mentioned the defense, and we know for years this is something that the Giants have been known for. It's what is the pass rush? What are they going to do defensively? Leonard Williams right now, we see a season. I know New York Jet fans have wanted this for a long time, but not for the Giants. This guy's, he's getting to the quarterback. He's able to complete the sacks. You see Jabril Peppers, James Bradbury, Logan Ryan. What is the actual outlook? And even with a young Dexter Lawrence, what is the realistic outlook that the New York Giants can continue to build on this defense that they have right now? Even Blake Martinez in the middle. I'm talking about for the future.
Right, right. Yeah, well, so you hit on it is that, number one, they have done a great job this year of bringing in NFL-caliber players at every level of the defense, and now Leonard Williams is playing better. So the way you need to build on it is you need to start drafting better. You need to start drafting and developing better. Like, as much as the Giants' offensive line is not a strength right now, they are at least now with guys like Andrew Thomas and Matt Peart and Nick Gates and Shane Lemieux. They have players who they think are NFL-caliber players who they are now rotating in and developing who, even if they're not playing their best, such as Thomas right now, they believe that they will, as they become seasoned, become guys who can really give them consistent NFL production at key spots. And so on defense, that means drafting at corner much better than Dave Gettleman has the last several years. Xavier McKinney, he should be back later this season. When he comes back and he's healthy, hopefully that shows that not only do they have better talent, they have better depth. I mean, they're going to have to make decisions on the defensive line. Dalvin Tomlinson and Leonard Williams, both their contracts up after this year. Going to have to make some decisions there. I don't think it's any secret that the glaring weakness, in addition to depth and strength at corner, is also that true edge rusher on the outside. You know, a guy who can dominate and who can force defenses to say, man, we got to double team this guy. You know, we have to put two men on him. And so until you get a player up front who commands two hats, you're going to be at a disadvantage there. And I do think another qualifier to how well they're playing on D this year is that even though they have improved, a lot of the guys that they had to go get are more veterans than young players. So you do want, you not only want good players, you want young players. But there's no question about it. Blake Martinez, I mean, what he has done for this defense is just being reliable, consistent. And he's made some costly mistakes and missed tackles late in games too. But
sure,
that stuff's going to happen. I mean, you're getting NFL-level production out of a corner, out of a linebacker, out of a D-lineman, and out of a safety. So, you know, what it means, though, really, ultimately, in building for the future is drafting better and developing.
Okay, Pat, I got to ask you, we named a lot of talent that has been drafted by the New York Giants. We mentioned guys who are going to be free agents. You said the name, Dave Gettleman. Is he going to be the man making those decisions? And how much does his own future just kind of, how much of is it tied to the Giants' future, even though there are glimmers right now?
Well, that's a great question. I think this is Dave's last year as GM either way, because you think about it, if Daniel Jones goes in the tank, then really his only silver lining outside of Darius Slayton, who's been up and down this year, Jones, his only silver lining outside of a really bad job in a lot of different areas, then, you know, along with all of the losing, enough is enough. You know, we didn't do the right thing. We didn't even rebuild in the first place. But also Gettleman always said, too, that his dream was to find the Giants quarterback of the future and to go retire on Cape Cod, you know, and basically feel satisfied. So if Jones, you know, turns it up here and the Giants win some games, you can make an easy argument for the time is right now for a new general manager who's aligned with Joe Judge, you know, where it's not like an arranged marriage, for Gettleman to kind of part ways with the organization and for somebody else to come in. I think they both make sense. I do think that the Giants, it's frivolous to ignore just how much the Gettleman, the GM, and ownership in the last few years has gotten wrong. I think a lot of what they've done right this year you can attribute to Judge's influence on personnel and on weekly game plans and on just an organizational recognition of, you know, from top on down, thanks to Judge's influence in part, of where they're not good enough and where they need to get better immediately. I do think that John Mara did a lot of talking around the end of last season about how the Giants basically finally understood how much work they had to do now to change and to get back to where they need to be. And he even said, we've done more changing behind the scenes than you guys realize. I think how they function and how they act at the general manager position this offseason will show us truly how much they recognize that. Because I just don't believe that you can stay with the same leadership in the general manager position and try to tell anybody that you are really doing things a lot differently. I think they need a new approach. And I do think that, you know, right now, let's be honest, JR, Daniel Jones is being coached to be a game manager right now. As much as you liked a lot of things that you saw that were promising from him early, you need to see more out of him to justify taking him number six overall. And that really was the only major feather in Dave Gettleman's cap coming into this year.
Pat Leonard of the New York Daily News is on the line with us. So when you look at the general manager position, likely not sitting in the lap or in the hands of Gettleman moving into the future, you think about that linchpin of continuity. So things don't get rejiggered and shaken up too much. Joe Judge, you consider him to be the linchpin for a transition?
Yeah, I do. I think that you know, aligning, if you believe in Judge, and the Giants certainly do, and I think from what I see, I do, as far as not only how I feel he coaches in game, but also my reporting and understanding of how players are buying in and how he's creating belief behind the scenes. You know, I think that if the Giants see the arrow pointing up on what Judge is doing by the end of the year as well, and you're making a change at the GM position, there's no reason not to seek continuity in how the new general manager thinks and wants to assemble a roster and how they believe in assembling a roster and how Judge's vision aligns with that. You know, I think that, of course, if you're hiring Joe Judge and you believe in him, then the Giants certainly could also turn around and say, well, Dave Gettleman was a part of that hiring process, so you have to give him credit. And frankly, it wouldn't surprise me if the Giants stuck with him another year, because he really didn't deserve to handle the team into this year either, and he remained the GM. So I'm not, you know, wouldn't surprise me at all if they stuck with him, but I do think that Judge and what he's building now is what you have to kind of believe in and really latch onto if you're the Giants organization. But certainly all eyes right now are on two things: whether the team and Judge and Jones can get wins, but also primarily and first and foremost, whether Daniel Jones can be the guy, because there is so much different about this offseason and this program going into next year, whether you're picking number two or number six, whatever it is, between having a quarterback and not even looking at that position, and really having to evaluate all these passers at the top and wondering if you're starting all over again there. Not the Giants' preference,
yeah.
Not where they're at right now, but where they easily could be if they continue to lose games, and Jones is the reason why.
Yeah, we most certainly know the New York Giants, if you look at the remaining games they have on their schedule, there's some shootout games that Daniel Jones is going to have to put some points up in. Seattle, you have to deal with Kyler Murray and the Cards. You have the defense, but then the offense of Lamar Jackson. So it's not going to get easier. He might have an opportunity to air it out, but that also puts him in a position for turnover. So it's going to be an interesting rest of the year for Daniel Jones. Pat, my final question for you. We talked about Gettleman. Daniel Jones is obviously someone that we have to pay close attention to. Are there any other players, one in particular, or someone else on the staff that Giant fans should pay close attention to during the remaining part of the season?
Both coordinators, for sure. Jason Garrett on offense and Pat Graham on defense. You know, Graham has done an incredible coaching job. You can tell, and he has talked about how it really aligns with Judge's vision, which is coach each week unique to that game plan and that opponent, but also really just coaching to strengths and weaknesses and covering up for personnel deficiencies, you know, covering up for the lack of a second corner, covering up for the fact that Jabril Peppers is a liability often, even though he can make a splash now and then, covering up for the fact that you can't cover in the slot, that you don't have an elite pass rusher, and on we go. You know, I think that's been an incredible job that they've done on the defensive side. And on offense, Jason Garrett, I did not like the way he coached the first four games or so. Didn't like how he called plays. Thought the rust on him for not calling play calls for basically a decade. I thought it showed. But in the last three games or so, I think he's really seemed to have a better understanding of how they need to win on the offensive side. They went for it on a fourth and short last week, which was even different from both Judge and Garrett being more aggressive in the right types of spots. I like that. I think how Daniel Jones plays and how the offense performs, it's all tied in with how Garrett calls plays and how Judge manages the games. So I think also, Jason Garrett, my final point would be, where does his future lie, right? Is he going to be their offensive coordinator next year? Is the team going to look to hire him as their head coach next season? Sure. Or is the Giants offense going to do poorly enough down the stretch where there isn't interest outside in him and where the Giants also believe there needs to be a change there as well? That is certainly an intriguing storyline down the stretch.
Oh, man, this is a wild 2 months for a losing team, as much as you could find one. There's a lot of questions that got to be answered. We've been chatting it up with Pat Leonard, New York Giants beat writer and columnist for the New York Daily News. Pat, where can people keep up with you to help navigate all this wildness?
I'm on Instagram at @PatLeonard_NFL, and I'm on Twitter at @PLeonardNYDN. And you can catch me, of course, on newsstands in the Daily News. And on the website, nydailynews.com.
Hey, Pat, appreciate you. You be well and be safe. And we'll be talking to you soon as the rest of the season unfurls.
Thank you so much, JR. Take care.
No doubt about it. Ooh, you heard from Pat Leonard. And that's the tricky part. You look at the New York Giants, and there are elements of stability there. But then there's still so many more questions. And it's not just with Daniel Jones. I really look at Gettleman. My entire concern with the Giants, Judge is not going anywhere. The Giants would just have to absolutely be a train wreck for him to disappear. A matter of fact, we're going to take a break. I want to talk more about the Giants. I want to continue to open up the phone lines, 877-337-6666. When we come back, I'll tell you my biggest issue or concern with the Giants. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,